You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So, yesterday, National announced a new policy to get tough on youth offenders. Producer Sam has more.
Hi there. Yes, the policy will see 50 young offenders sent to a military-style boot camp each year to train alongside soldiers. The teenagers sent there will be between 14 and 17 years old who had committed offences carrying adult jail sentences of up to 14 years. Those who fail to complete their time at the military camp would have to serve out their sentence in an adult prison. Youth justice advocacy group Just Speak director Katie Bruce said it was a terrible idea and was not a route we want to go down. I spoke to Bruce earlier. So I guess firstly, what do you make of National's policy to send young offenders to a military-style boot camp?
Oh, so this policy that National have just announced, I think if this is the best that we can do for our 14 to 17-year-olds, then that's a sad, sad state of affairs. This is a really outdated, tried and tested and failed model, and it's a real shame, not just a shame, but really dangerous and harmful that we're looking back to introduce this again.
What sort of dangers and harms do you think this could potentially do?
It's a really disappointing and naive policy because it has been tried and tested before. It's been shown 15 years ago from my native land in the UK to fail by the government's own evaluation. They found that actually more harm was caused because those young people who'd been through this kind of, you know, long-term military-style camp committed more serious crimes on their release than those who hadn't attended. And it presumes that these children, but what these children lack is discipline. If only, you know, they knew how to behave properly and we could drum it into them. But if we're honest about who these people are, who these young people are, they've so often been failed by our society already, living in poverty, living in state care, with neurodisabilities, with a whole load of other things going on in their lives. And what this boot camp, and I'm going to call it a boot camp, will not do is address any of that stuff.
What do you make of the argument that this is the hardline approach that sort of young offenders need?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an easy thing to say. It's an easy thing to say, you know, let's get tough on these young people because they need a bit of discipline. But we know, overwhelmingly, we know from all sorts of other places who've introduced these kind of things and here, that it does not work. So even if we think that it's right to treat young people in that way, which I do not, it is completely ineffective and a complete waste of money.
What evidence have you seen around that there is to suggest this doesn't work?
Yeah, so there's evidence from mostly from the UK I was looking at when they introduced quite a number of these styles of military-style intervention. As I say, you know, sort of around the turn of the millennium, because that's how old and kind of stale these types of ideas are. Really robust evaluations by the government themselves that they just don't work. And we also had our own government introduce ideas, a similar style but much shorter term, and they would probably say quite different. But a military-style boot camp for young people who had committed offences. And they went back on that idea, this very same government, because it was not shown to achieve good results for our young people.
What factors tend to lead young people to get into these situations, do you think?
So by the time a young person enters youth courts, they have already, you know, it's a long road to get to youth court. So it means that they have already, most of the time, experienced. And it's, you know, it's easy to say that, you know, these young people have been failed by our society, but they really have. So we know that 83% of under 20s in prison right now, this is an evaluation from a few years, research from a few years ago, 83% of them have experienced child, youth and family intervention. So this is a group of young people, you know, these are not a group of, you know, average New Zealanders taken from anywhere in the population. These are already very marginalised young people who have experienced far more than they should have in most cases. And what they need is support, not punishment.
Now, what is Just Speak's policy around youth offenders and lowering rates of offending?
Yeah, so what we've seen in terms of since we introduced about 25 years ago now our youth justice system, which is kind of world leading at the time and still seen in that way, we've seen a huge reduction. We've seen a halving in terms of the number of young people going to youth court. And we're seen around the world as this really, great place to look for what works in youth justice, because we're really good at keeping young people away from the justice system, which actually gets far better results for them. So at Just Speak, we're all about raising the age of youth justice to 21, keeping young people out of the justice system and actually looking at why they are ending up there in the first place. Addressing stuff like education, like early diagnosis of neurodisabilities, like addressing root causes like poverty in the first place, so that we don't end up with these situations.
Now, National have also released a policy of giving $200 spot fines to parents of teens found walking the streets at night. What's your reaction to this policy?
Yeah, again, this policy of fining parents for things that their children haven't actually done. So to sort of almost make it a crime for children to be outside doesn't mean that they've done anything while they're there. It just means that they have been outside in those hours.
Mm.
It's a populist notion that we can just make people more responsible if only we find them, when the situation is often so much more complicated. Why aren't they at home?
Mm.
Is home a safe place for those young people to be? Are there other issues going on? A fine is not going to get to the bottom of any of that stuff.
So just finally then, do you think these policies are kind of reactionary, vote-getting election-type policies?
Yeah, I mean, it's coming up to a general election, unfortunately, and often law and order rears its ugly head. I think it's a real shame if people, respond to these sorts of things, and put out policies that, National knows that there is no evidence behind these types of policies, and I think it's really disappointing to see them used in this way.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.